going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on that always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP, jam-packed show for you all over the next 3.5 hours. The Commanders out for the summer. I will empty out my Commanders mini-camp notebook as we get into the 7 o'clock hour. Last couple of days, I've been boots on the ground out in Ashburn. Scratching that itch is how I would describe it, right? Scratching that itch, because before we even get into any football talk, in X's and O's and who stood out and who I'm worried about, all of that. We'll get to it all. It just feels good to have football be back, right? It was hot. Guys are competing hard. And you're reminded when you watch this team interact with each other, and today was even more special. Washington, first of all, Josh Harrison company, it's just a new place there in Ashburn. I'm not sure if J.P. Finley divulged this news on his show, but I know he had to speak at his daughter's school, I believe, for career day, or some school for career day. It may have been his daughter's school. I'm not sure. But the Commanders gave him a bunch of lanyards to pass out to the kids, and it's just an example of how things have changed. Another example of how things have changed out in Ashburn. Short practice today. They had a dance contest going on. Family, friends invited. They had a picnic out there afterwards, barbecue. I mean, it's the type of stuff that, honestly, I think isn't talked about enough when you talk about a championship-contending team. We'll talk about the NBA Finals coming up here momentarily as well. The Oklahoma City Thunder, despite them being down 2-1, they won 68 games during the regular season, and they are a super close-knit group. The Commanders last year, we all talked about it from the outset. Their ability to outkick their coverage the way that they did last year was super impressive, and they got the most and the best out of every guy on that roster. And I think it has a lot to do with the camaraderie that they have. And all of that starts now. That's why you hear people complain and moan and groan about lack of participation in the offseason program. Because it's not just about, you know, the silly workout that you get put through. Right? I understand you can go with your personal trainer and go balls to the wall and get a hell of a lot better work. And I get all of that. But what you cannot establish, what you cannot get with your trainer is the camaraderie and the fellowship that comes from being in that locker room with your brothers. And I think the attendance during mandatory minicamp outside of Terry McLaurin, and we know what he's dealing with, was 100%. And just watching the guys out there vibe with each other, it's been really cool to see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you have any questions on Washington Commanders mandatory minicamp, we'll take them all show long. But I want to get to, as we get into the 7 o'clock hour, I'll empty out the notebook and I'll give you a couple of observations that I had. Because, look, it is just helmet, shorts, T-shirt, but there is still a decent amount of things you can take away in terms of, you know, having this part of the offseason serve as a precursor for what you will see in late July come training camp. And that's where I'm excited about. That's what I'm excited about. Training camp, I think, this year, I think it's going to be the most competitive training camp, and I've continued to say it really ever since the draft was wrapped up. This is going to be, first and foremost, I think it's the best Commanders roster, 1 through 90 at this point, that I have seen maybe in my lifetime, guys. And I'm not trying to hyperbolize it, but clearly the quarterback skews it a little bit, just a little bit. But I think you can make a case that at pretty much every position, they're at least too deep. You feel good about the primary backup at every spot. And I think that is where the competition is going to happen. Last year, right? First year of a new regime, when you get into training camp, there's a lot of question marks about who is going to make the roster, who is safe, who is not. I think this time around, while they will preach competition, and I think it's perfect that they do that, it's what the best teams do. While they preach competition, I still feel like this roster is pretty much set outside of a couple of spots, right? About 6 or 7 spots maybe up for grabs for the most part. But I think this roster set, it feels like. The competition and who starts, who's the immediate backup, that is what will be interesting come training camp, and it's why I was so eager and ecstatic to be out there the past couple of days to kind of see what they're thinking, what guys are playing in new different places, who looks bigger, who looks faster, how did the rookies look? And we'll get to them because yesterday, the last 2 days, rookies have made plays. Bill, Lil Bill, is what he wants to be called. Ja'Cory Kroski, Moret had a nice run. And look, I understand it's mandatory minicamp, no pads. So to evaluate the run game is tough. But you saw the burst and you saw speed. That was my first time seeing him up close in person. And I was curious to know, what's the hype about with Bill? Because you all in the fan base, and I say it every time I crack the mic, you all in the fan base have already started fitting him for his gold jacket size to put him in Canton. He hadn't even played a snap. But after seeing him, I think there is a role for him on this football team. Some of the ancillary things that come with playing the position is what will be the difference for Ja'Cory Kroski, Moret, and whether or not he is able to carve out a significant role this year. We'll get into the entire rookie class as we roll through and get into this 7 o'clock hour. But I was boots on the ground the past couple of days out in Ashburn, getting to see this thing up close in person for the first time this offseason, and there was a lot to take away from it. We'll get to it as we roll throughout the show. Pacers take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. We will get to that coming up here momentarily. There is drama as well with the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's not just Trey Hendrickson. Their first-round pick, a young man that could very well have been a Commander if Cincy didn't take him, Shamar Stewart, having one of the weirdest contract albatross that you will ever see in the modern game of football. When I say the modern game, I mean this new CBA that we have in place. You know, it's supposed to alleviate some of the BS that you see when it comes to rookie contract negotiations, but Cincinnati, death, taxes, and the Bengals being cheap as hell. We'll get to that as we roll throughout the show as well. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes is in full bloom, and I'm excited to talk about that because a lot of folks, when you talk about Kevin Durant here recently, over the past, let's just put a 5-year window on it, hasn't played in a lot of meaningful basketball games because of injury to himself, to his team, coaches being fired. Whoever wins the KD sweepstakes, though, this year, this time around, I think is poised to have a really, really, really good 2025 season. So we'll get to it all as we roll throughout this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Game 3 of the NBA Finals was last night. And Tyrese Haliburton finally showing up for the Indiana Pacers. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to. We'll get into the Washington Commanders coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour as I empty out my mandatory minicamp notebook. Some thoughts on Jaden Daniels, the wide receiver position, competition at linebacker, and why all of a sudden I've got a hell of a lot of confidence in this Washington Commanders pass rush. All that more coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though, want to get into last night. The NBA Finals, first and foremost, you all know I'm a hoop head at my core. The NBA Finals last night, and through the first three games of this series, just has not disappointed. And there are so many people out there that every time they talk about the NBA and its current state, it's about how it's not good enough. It's about how they don't play defense, and it's not like the old days. Shut the hell up. I wish we could appreciate what we have witnessed throughout the first three games of this NBA Finals because it has been bedlam. So last night, Indiana 116-107 winners. And the Pacers in the mantra of this team all postseason has been never say die. Never say die. They won by 9 points last night. They entered the fourth quarter down 5. They outscored the Oklahoma City Thunder 32-18 in the final 12 minutes of this basketball game. And the thing that I love about the postseason, it's where legacies are born. It's where players are unearthed. And last night, Benedict Mathurin, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget the name. Former lottery pick of the Indiana Pacers. He has actually torched the Washington Wizards on several occasions since he has been in the association. But last night, Benedict Mathurin was really the catalyst in that fourth quarter. He, along with TJ McConnell, really the catalyst in that fourth quarter and why Indiana was able to take a 2-game-to-1 series lead. We'll get more into Mathurin here in a second. The atmosphere last night. If you got to watch, holy cannoli. I mean, it was bedlam in there the entire time. Shout out to, look, Indiana's a basketball town through and through, college pro. The way that they showed up last night and how impactful they were, how loud they were. I think it had a huge impact in that fourth quarter to where the momentum was continued to be carried by Indiana throughout that thing. Fascinating to watch. Super fun to watch. And don't let anyone tell you home court advantage does not matter. Right? Like, that's one of my other big takeaways from last night. Don't let anyone tell you home court advantage doesn't matter. Benedict Mathurin, though, man, was all world last night. 27 points, 9 of 12 from the field. The youngest player to score 25-plus points off the bench in a finals ever. So, you want to talk about
speaking of that focus,
you want to talk about being in your bag offensively. That was Benedict Mathurin last night, and I give him a ton of credit. Because earlier in this postseason, even as recently as last series, and it really got going towards the end of that Knicks series, he really lost his confidence. It didn't look like the guy that was a former lottery pick. When he was drafted, there were thoughts that he could be the face of the Indiana Pacers. Like, he is that talented, right? Legit three-level scorer. When he locks in, can be a badass on the defensive end. You saw the athleticism last night. You saw the ability to knock down the three. He just, I don't know, man. I don't know how to describe it. He just didn't. And Evan's confidence is the best way that I can describe it. Early on in this postseason, he has been the X factor for Indiana here the last couple of games. It feels like him and TJ McConnell. Here is Ben Mathurin postgame. He's talking about what it meant and embracing the moment.
The state of Indiana is about basketball, you know, and that's the first time that I really felt it. And as much as this is a dream right now, I'm not trying to live in my dream. I'm trying to, like, live in the present and make sure the dream ends well, which means winning next game and winning a championship. So if the fans can help me, that's the best I can get.
Just full transparency there from Benedict Mathurin. And you can just hear it, you know. And if you got the chance to watch postgame last night, I'm a sicko. I stayed up and watched some of the postgame pressers just because after a game like that in an electric fourth quarter, it's hard to go to sleep. So I'm up watching it, and you could just tell from both of these teams. OKC, first and foremost, super tight-knit group. Big reason they won 68 games during the regular season. You can say the same about the Pacers. A young group that is balanced, first and foremost, right? It could be anybody on any given night. Pascal Siakam's got to get going for them to win. Tyrese Halliburton's got to get it going for them to win. The way that Aaron Nesmith and Andrew Nembhard defended last night, I thought was absolutely incredible. Look, I picked OKC going into this thing. I swear I did. And right now, as they're down 2-1, I'm not so confident that they're going to win this series. Miles Turner, somebody that didn't really have a huge impact last night from a statistical standpoint, just 3-11, 9 points. He had 5 turnovers too. His defense, though, the way he has defended Chet Holmgren. Holmgren's shooting 31%, 6 of 19, and has got his shot blocked 6 times when having Miles Turner as the primary defender. So I know he's not lighting up the stat sheet from a scoring perspective, but Miles Turner was absolutely huge last night. As this series goes to or goes to back to Oklahoma City, right now I think, okay, see, you got to get game 4. You cannot go back to OKC. You can't go back to Bricktown down 3-1. You just can't. And shout out to the Indiana faithful once more, because the electricity that was in that building last night, I could only imagine. So put it in this perspective, right? And I know it's the finals, it's summertime, people letting their hair hang out low, wearing less clothes and all that. Everybody wants to be outside. It's summertime. They packed that mug out on a Wednesday night. Tomorrow night is Friday night. Out in Indiana. Basketball town. Brewskis flowing. Athletes coming out of the wazoo. It was a college-like environment last night watching it, man. It's kind of the best way that I can describe it. I mentioned that Benedict Mathurin, one of the unheralded members of the Pacers last night. The other one was big game TJ McConnell, as I'm going to call him. 15 minutes off the bench. 10 points. He was plus 12. Think about this. He had 5 steals, 5 assists, and 10 points in just 15 minutes of action. You want to talk about making the most of your opportunity? He is the Energizer Bunny. He represents the tenacity of this team and his ability to get that crowd riled up several different times last night, especially in that fourth quarter, was super awesome to watch. Here is TJ McConnell postgame talking about it.
Speaking of that focus, you've made it viral where playing hard is a skill. Explain to fans why that is so big for you and why you're so successful with it.
I just think it's something like that can inject energy into a crowd. It gets your teammates going. It gets the crowd involved. And it gets yourself going. It's something that I've prided myself on my entire career. And it's something that I really work on in the off season, but just trying to do anything I can to help us win.
Did he just say pumping up the crowd is something that he works on in the off season? Come on, TJ McConnell. Yeah, brother. That was part of the reason I wanted to play that, because it got a tickle out of me. But Pacers up 2-1. If you have any thoughts, you can get at us, 1-800-636-1067. I feel like now that Indiana's taking this 2-1 series lead, you saw Halliburton last night be super aggressive on the offensive end, damn near registered a triple-double, 22 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, shot it really well. Will he maintain that level of aggression offensively in game number 4? That is my big question. Will he maintain that level of aggression on the offensive end coming up in game 4? And if he is able to, I like Indiana's chances, but I know they got big-time performances off the bench from Benedict Mathurin and TJ McConnell, but the straw that stirs the drink for the Indiana Pacers clearly is Tyrese Halliburton. So I'm not really sure, you know, what he's thinking. I know he's been pretty vocal, voicing his displeasure about the commentary surrounding the game and his lack of aggression. Just call it what it is. They need Tyrese Halliburton to outplay Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in order to win. Point blank, period. So if he is going to be able to do that, then they'll have a shot. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I will empty out my Washington Commanders mini camp notebook. It was out there the past couple of days. What's the latest as the boys wrapped up and headed home for the summer? We'll give you that next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're rocking and rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I will take you up to 10 o'clock. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot more to get to here on this jam-packed edition of OT. I want to get into the Washington Commanders here in this 7 o'clock hour. I have been out there past couple of days out in Ashburn, watching this team lay the foundation for what 2025 is ultimately going to be. And I feel like the more and more I think about it, the closer we get to the start of the season, the more and more excited I'm going to be. I described it to start the show as scratching an itch is what it felt like going out there the past couple of days. It felt like I was legitimately scratching a itch. And that itch is my love for this team. And I think you all share that as well. They have a love for one another that I feel like will ultimately be the big reason why they're able to reach the pinnacle and the mountaintop this year. In case you haven't heard. No, I'm kidding. But in case you haven't heard, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. Obviously, I'm being facetious and hyperbolic when I say that, but boy, when you watch the quarterback up close in person, and I get it, it's a situation and a scenario right now where, you know, there are no pads and you know, the defense isn't able to go full throttle. He just is a damn assassin back there. He's so accurate. He plays with such poise, the ball placement, the accuracy, the ability to throw the deep ball. He's threading the needle, throwing, making some tight window throws, showing off maybe that improved arm strength because he's a little bit stronger this time around. He just looks poised to build off of 2024. And that is the big reason why I have optimism for the group. Wide receiver to me, though, may be the most interesting group on this Washington Commanders football team, especially after what happened yesterday. Noah Brown getting carted off of the practice field. And look, like, to me, even before the injury, I looked at that position group. It's just intriguing because I think competition will rule the day there. Noah Brown, I thought, would have the leg up to be that wide receiver too, so to speak, being the guy that's lined up opposite Terry McLaurin. And I thought Deebo Samuel would spend a good amount of time in the slot. After the injury to Noah Brown and then seeing a couple of unheralded guys and young cats take a step forward, I am super intrigued as to how things play out during training camp. I am. And the other thing is, well, they have 17 available for training camp. Chris, if you've got it ready, Luke McCaffrey, second-year Commanders wide receiver, is somebody that I think is also poised to make a big jump. And I'll be real, right? I tell how a T.I. is, right, all the time. I am someone that has multiple times come on the air and told you all, I think his roster spot may be in jeopardy. Boy, do I look like an ass. I know it's just mini camp and OTAs, but he's looked good over the past 2 weeks. He's been shifty. He's made guys miss, and he's created separation. Here is McCaffrey talking about what it is going to take in order for him to have a big sophomore campaign.
How different does it feel in year two, like not learning the playbook, but knowing it and just kind of advancing?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, there's a lot that goes into your rookie year, on and off the field, just moving, getting used to everything, getting the flow. And it's nice this year to just not have to ask about everything. Hey, what's this going to be like? You kind of know what to prepare for and what to look for.
Does it feel like stuff's moving faster for you? Or?
Probably moving slower, if anything. You know, just trying to kind of hone in and be under control and have fun doing it.
Luke McCaffrey talking to our own J.P. Finley. He looks like he's playing faster. And we were joking about this yesterday, some of the media members. He's got much more a lot more aura in that 11 jersey relative to wearing number 12. I'm just saying, he just looks smoother wearing the number 11 jersey. Look, I've been critical of him this offseason. I have been. Because I thought if he was going to make his mark last year, it would be it because, you know, who was going to be the wide receiver too? There's not as many guys that you had to compete with. I think I may have misjudged it. I'll be real, right? I'm a man first. I say it all the time when I do this. When I'm wrong, and I'm clearly wrong, and I think that I need to maybe, you know, change my thoughts on something, I will do it. I'm not scared to at all. I may be buying stock in Luke McCaffrey. Yeah. I may be buying stock in year two Luke McCaffrey. Look, the run after the catch ability that he has, I think, is real. The big thing is going to be him physically at the point of attack, beating press man coverage, and then being a willing, capable blocker for this group. That's going to be the difference for Luke McCaffrey. Something else that stood out, Marshon Lattimore, a guy that if this defense is going to be what we think they're capable of being, Marshon Lattimore has to be back to that peak form and be the guy that Washington traded for. He looked like it. He looked like it over the last 2 days. He did. And for him to come in, didn't participate in the voluntary work, but to come into minicamp and do everything, not sitting out any reps in drills, making plays during team drills in 7-on-7, you got to be encouraged about where Marshon Lattimore stands. The big thing has to do with his health. Here is Marshon Lattimore on how he feels right now.
I feel good just getting a full offseason to get healthy. I feel great. You know, I've been working a lot, trying to keep being in shape, you know, getting better shape than I was, obviously, last year, you know, dealing with an injury. So, you know, I feel good.
He looked good, too. I think he is, and I got the chance to actually catch up with him and second-year linebacker Jordan McGee on the first day of mandatory minicamp, catching him coming into the building, about to walk out on the practice field. And I am not timid or shy when it comes to talking to these cats. And when I first started doing this, that part of existed, you know, because I'm a fan first. But I've been in locker rooms my whole life. They're just bros. They're just like one of the dudes. And for some of these dudes, a lot of these dudes, I'm 27. These are my peers. These are guys I would have played high school football against. So it's no star-struck factor with me. I walked up right to him and said, "Selfie Sean, what's going on, brother?" And got a wide grin from him. He's ready. And that nickname is something we need to all keep under wraps and understand that if he plays well, we can call him that. Selfie Sean. You think about the grit and the tenacity and the toughness of a resident of Southeast D.C., Marshon plays with that. Here is Marshon Lattimore on what feels different physically now relative to 2024.
Just the burst, you know, just getting on my breaks and all that. And I was dealing with hamstring, you know, that take a lot out of you, you know, and it take a long time to heal. And I was just trying to battle through that. But now, since I got a full, you know, off season, I just feel great. I feel explosive and all that. So
he looked like it, man. There was a play yesterday. Jaden Daniels in the first team offense at work throws a hitch to Noah Brown. And the way that Marshon Lattimore, one, played with good vision, seeing the ball through the receiver to the quarterback, and then driving on it. That's the explosion that he was talking about that he missed last year. And I think at that position in particular, talking about corner, if you're not confident in your movements, if you don't feel right coming in and out of your break like he alluded to, you're going to be a step slow. You're not going to be as confident. Marshon Lattimore went on to say he felt, maybe last year you could have even described him as timid.
But I feel a little timid, just not like physically, like, you know, not mentally, like timid, but I could tell in my game when I watch film, I could tell how I'm stepping. You know, I look timid, you know, in my game. And now, you know, just being out there for these past 2 days, I feel way better than I did last year.
So, look, hearing him talk and then watching him practice, everything that he's saying matches up. Now, we didn't get to see him on the practice field much last year because, first of all, the tempo of late season practice is just not the same even relative to an OTA session or a mini camp session. They were going hard yesterday. And you saw him play with explosion and burst, and it was really cool to see. The last piece of audio we're going to play for you from Marshon Lattimore honestly makes me want to give him an attaboy, and I look at him completely differently as a man and a player. Here is Marshon Lattimore being brutally honest on why last year went the way that it went.
I just wanted to prove that, you know, they made the right decision, you know, obviously. So I just wanted to get out there and show what I can do. But, you know, I was hurt, but I don't want to make excuses. So I was out there, If I was good enough to play, you know, I can be evaluated on that. So, you know, it is what it is. I just want to get out there this year, you know, show what I can do.
I mean, you want to talk about being open, honest, and transparent? He said he was pressing. He wanted to prove his team right for trading for him, so he tried to play through the injury. There was some good, there was some bad. I expect a lot more out of him healthy going into year number two here in D.C. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, I'll continue to empty out my Washington Commanders mandatory minicamp notebook. When we come back, my thoughts on some competition at the linebacker spot that maybe, just maybe, we weren't all privy to. That is next there on The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, about 1 hour from now, our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on mandatory minicamp and what he is excited for as we get geared up for training camp in the 9 o'clock hour. Going to talk a little bit of NBA as we get into the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Our pal Law Murray, who covers the NBA for The Athletic, going to join us at about 9:20. So a lot more to get to before we get out of here. Right now, though, I want to continue emptying out my Washington Commanders minicamp notebook. The defense, to me, is, and we all know it, it's the difference in this team being a playoff team or a Super Bowl winner. Like, it's that cut and dry for me, right? If this defense is able to take a step forward, a legitimate step forward, I don't just think they're a playoff team. I think ultimately they can be a Super Bowl team. And it feels, I almost got to pinch myself. That's my team I'm talking about. Yes, that is how talented I think this Commanders team could be. But the defense obviously has to make some plays. One key area last year where this defense faltered at was stopping the run. And a lot of pressure and onus is put on this defensive front, as well as this, you know, front seven as to why it didn't happen. They gave up the third most rushing yards in the National Football League next year. It can't happen. Not if they're going to try and replicate last year's success. One guy that is going to be huge, or one position that could be huge in helping that run defense get improved, obviously, is your D-line and your linebackers. But at linebacker, you're going to see a lot of Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner. But when they go base and they go into these three linebacker looks, Jordan McGee, Kane Medrano, Dom Hampton, I think there is a legitimate position battle going on for that third linebacker spot. And I know Jordan McGee is the guy that, you know, feels like he's getting all the love from the media and the coaching staff. But don't sleep on Kane Medrano, who forced a fumble yesterday on Deebo Samuel. Don't sleep on Dom Hampton, who has done a really nice job working on his body and getting himself in the best possible shape. So I am curious to see, you know, how those three ultimately move throughout this offseason, and, you know, how the position battle, you know, shapes itself out during training camp. Because I think all three of those cats can play. And I think the coaching staff early, and it's early, has a quiet confidence in all three of those guys as well, which is why we didn't go see them bring in a veteran linebacker this offseason. They like what they have. And Dominic Hampton is a guy to me that is really intriguing, and I feel like he's the unheralded guy of the bunch because he's last year's draft pick, and he didn't really do much as a rookie. I don't know how many games he was even active. But when he was at the University of Washington, he is a big-time hitter. He is somebody that's going to stick his face in there. He's got the ability to cover backs and tight ends. They have bulked his body up to where they want him to be more in the box. And I think, you know, that is a good spot for him. I do. It's going to be interesting, though, how he looks, that position group as a whole, how they all look in the joint practices against Baltimore, in the joint practice against New England, in the preseason, in training camp, when pads actually get to popping, how will this group look? How will those three guys look? That will be huge to me in terms of who's going to win that job. Defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. Actually spoke about Jordan McGee last week, a young man that's getting a whole lot of buzz right now and has some expectations going into year two.
We're really excited about the guys that we have that we added. You know, we wanted to get bigger and longer. We definitely did that up front. We did it in the back end also with Trey. The vision of how we want to play and how we want to be and how we want to look is more. You're seeing more of it right now from a size and length and speed standpoint.
That is why Joe Witt Jr. is excited about the new defensive line group. Here is Joe Witt Jr. on Jordan McGee.
You know, we really had a package in last year for Jordan, and then he got hurt. And so it sort of took that package away versus 12 personnel. I'm really hoping that he can stay healthy. And there are some other guys at the linebacker position that we want to have some three linebacker defenses that we can get a little bit bigger versus 12, not play as much nickel to shore up some of the run on that aspect as well. So I'm excited to see he's been showing great call command, being a linebacker. I believe linebackers, you know, control the huddle and control the defense, and he's learning from Bobby and Usta how to do that.
I'm excited about Jordan McGee. I am. And they were excited about him last year. The injury bug really, you know, kind of hampered him and what he was able to do, and ultimately hampered this defense, as Joe Witt Jr. just alluded to. They were counting on playing their base defense a lot more, their three linebacker looks a lot more. Didn't have the confidence in the other third linebackers, so that's why you ultimately saw them go with more big nickel, putting an extra safety on the field rather than an extra linebacker. But that competition for the linebacker three spot, I think is going to be huge. And I think it comes down to Dom Hampton, Jordan McGee, and Kane Medrano. Dan Quinn yesterday spoke about a couple of young guys that have stepped forward as leaders in having their play style stand out as well.
I think there's quite a few, and it'd be the easy ones where, you know, some guys who've already had leadership things like a Marcus. But, you know, also it's Percy. I see it in some of the second-year players, you know, that we were talking about yesterday. I thought it in Jordan McGee in terms of the way that he's put in so much work. Ben Sinnott is one I thought like had just a fantastic offseason. And I'm seeing that come to fruition in this, you know, time frame that he's been going. So seeing different guys into different spaces, it's been good. But there's quite a few, actually, that and it's not all in the same way. Like sometimes it might be out on the field. Somebody else might be in the meeting room. Somebody else might be down in the weight room and with the guys in their training. So different voices and some new players that's made an impact on me. Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Jones, just such a good standard about how they do things. So it's cool, you know, to find different guys.
I think the second year guys stepping up will really make a difference for this Commanders team if they can actually step up. That is the question here. Who's going to actually step up? It's one thing to be a June warrior. Who's going to step up in July, in August, and ultimately, most importantly, come the fall in the regular season? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot more to get to. David Harrison going to join us coming up at 8:20. When we come back, what's the biggest question facing the Commanders entering the summer? That is next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. David Harrison, WSA9, and the Locked On Commanders podcast going to join us coming up at about 8:20. We will get his thoughts on the burgundy and gold as they have officially broke for the summer. They will be back in July for training camp. And between now and then, between now and then is where the speculation rises for a bunch of different groups, a bunch of different players, a bunch of different topics. And I think how I want to attack this now, as we take a look at the time period between now and camp, what are some of the biggest questions facing this team entering the summer? And I'd be crazy if I didn't start with this. I think there's one glaring one that sticks out. I really do. And I've mentioned it before here on The Fan, but it doesn't feel like anyone other than me is putting a whole lot of stock into the situation. What the hell is Washington doing at the safety spot? That's the biggest question to me. What are the Commanders doing at safety? You let Jeremy Chinn walk to the Las Vegas Raiders, and we act like it was no big deal. This is a dude that played 94% of your defensive snaps last year. This is someone that was a super integral part to what you accomplished last year defensively. And if you weren't a fan of the defense and you thought they needed to be better, you now take Jeremy Chinn away from this group. How do you not show a little bit of concern for what they have at the position? Quan Martin played through double separated shoulders last year. Hasn't participated yet to this point in the offseason. I know what he's about. It's the safety opposite Quan Martin that I have question marks about because there isn't a clear, concrete answer. Is it Jeremy Reeves, the veteran special teams ace, who I think is poised for a bigger role on this defense? Because straight up, Jeremy Reeves is a dog. And this defense, led by Joe Witt, wants to take after the dog mentality. He's the biggest dog and has got the biggest bark in the entire damn kennel. So is it him? Percy Butler, is it him? I need to see Percy Butler against competition where he can tackle and show that he's improved in that area. That's where I think he struggles. Is it Will Harris, the free agent acquisition from New Orleans? I have question marks about him. I don't know a lot about him. Is he the guy that's going to take over? We assume that, but we know what they say about assumptions. 1-800-636-1067. I feel like at some point, the safety position's got to be talked about more. Because I genuinely feel like right now, to me at least, it's a question mark. It just is. The other question I have entering camp is, who is going to spearhead this Commanders pass rush? Who is going to be the guy that spearheads this Washington Commanders pass rush? And the more and more I begin to think about it, I'm not so sure it's one individual guy. I think it could very well be a pass rush by committee. But there's got to be an alpha in that group, right? Who's going to be the guy that demands a double team, right? Who's going to be the guy that defenses have to game plan for? That's the question when it comes to this pass rush. That's the question when it comes to this Washington Commanders pass rush. Who's going to be that guy? Who is going to be that guy? Is it Daron Payne, who has been talked about glowingly this offseason? Is it Javon Kinlaw, a guy that has, to me, massive expectations on him because of the type of contract that he signed? See, I think with Washington's defensive line, you may not have one singular guy that's a 15, 16 sack guy, but if you're going to have multiple guys with 7, 8 sacks, your defensive line could wreak havoc. Here is Dan Quinn on what he likes about this year's defensive front.
I love the versatility of the different, you know, guys and how we're going to feature them this year in terms of sizes and strength and how we'll use some of the big guys and how we'll play them. And so, you know, that to me is, you know, the part that I'm looking forward to, putting those guys into those spots that they can really do their thing. And we're going to work really hard to do that.
So that's what gets me fired up. That's what gets me going. Because I think what he means, and I'll get to it here. To me, it's very clear who's going to make this team on the defensive line. I got four defensive ends I'm comfortable with: Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvu, Dietrich Wise. Like, you feel good about those guys. On the interior, Kinlaw, Payne, Jerzon Newton, right? Eddie Goldman. Jalen Holmes on the perimeter as well. I love this D-line, actually. They don't have that guy, though, but I can see a scenario. I can envision this group wreaking havoc and being versatile. That's what I like. And DQ just talked about it. They have guys that can play multiple different spots. And one thing I loved as a pass-rushing defensive end and as a defensive lineman, period, when you get to run games and stunts and twists up front and you get to have a little fun and build some camaraderie with your guys and confuse the offensive line, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, and I think they'll have no problem doing that. I actually think this pass rush is probably being slept on a little bit. My other question facing the Commanders entering this summer, how far away are we from a Terry McLaurin extension? How far away are we from a Terry McLaurin extension? Because let's be honest about this, right? Let's be real about this, right? Terry's got all the leverage in the world, all of it. He set himself up for this 4 seasons ago when he signed that extension to stay here in Washington for 3 more seasons. He did us a favor. There wasn't a glimmer of hope in sight when Terry McLaurin signed that extension under Ron Rivera. Now you got to pay up, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, new Commanders brass. You got to pay up because he's got all the leverage. He's got all the leverage in the world. Coming off of a career best season where he's second in the NFL in touchdown receptions, where he came up big and scored a touchdown in every postseason game you had, and there's questions about how much he's worth? Don't screw this up, Adam Peters and company. I know we keep saying we assume it'll get done. I think it'll get done as well. My point now is this. What the hell are we waiting for? Huh? Why would you choose to have this distraction lingering over your franchise as you get geared up for a all-important second season at the helm for you as a front office, as a regime? ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier today had this to say about where things currently stand between Washington and Terry McLaurin.
I think that there are various vantage points in any situation like this. There's the player side, there's the team side, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And I think the team feels like it's going to get something done with Terry McLaurin. I think Terry McLaurin clearly is frustrated with where talks are at, because not only did he not show up for the mandatory minicamp, but he hasn't participated in any of the team's offseason activities. He's been a no-show for that. And here's a guy that is immensely respected, widely beloved within that organization and city. He has been the face of that franchise until Jaden Daniels came in and essentially took that crown, but elevated the play of Terry McLaurin. When you look at his numbers, they're as good as most any receiver around the league. We've seen huge deals given out this offseason. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati. DK Metcalf in Pittsburgh. And so with the numbers that he's put up, with what he means to that team, that community, that city, Terry McLaurin is obviously trying to get paid now. He's scheduled to make about $19 million this year. He's headed into the last year of his contract. He wants a new deal, certainly deserving of a new deal. And I believe that the two sides will find a way to figure it out at some point in time. They're just not there right now. And it's easy to rattle the sabers and no show on June 12th and make a lot of noise. It's a different thing when camp's beginning or we're getting close to the preseason. If this is going on August 12th, then it becomes a major concern. Until then, I think we could just sit back and I think wait for the situation eventually somehow to resolve itself.
I'm so sick of hearing that. I'm so sick of hearing people tell me to wait. Why do I have to wait? If you're going to pay them, then pay them. Cut the crap. Shake a leg or lose one. You either pay Terry McLaurin or you don't. But at some point, like, this is going to become a distraction. And when you think about all the positive vibes that currently surround this team, just get it done. I'm more frustrated with the front office at this point because it's like, what are you doing? You don't have a choice here. You don't have a choice. He has earned the right to get a massive, massive payday. Yet we're acting like it's such a hard negotiation. Give me a break. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on what are the biggest question that you think faces the Commanders entering this offseason as we get geared up for the summer. They broke today. You won't be back until July. What's the biggest question facing the Washington Commanders entering the summer? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, Laremy Tunsil spoke to the media for the first time this afternoon. We'll let you hear that as well next here on The Fan. Right now, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What is the biggest question facing the Commanders entering the summer? Is it what they have at the safety position? Is it who will spearhead the pass rush? How far are we from a Terry McLaurin extension? Who wins the cornerback job opposite Marshon Lattimore? Bunch of different questions facing this group as they get geared up for the summer. We'll take your calls on at 1-800-636-1067. While we wait for your calls to line in, while we get to your calls, I want to let you hear from the new left tackle of the Washington Commanders, Laremy Tunsil. He spoke to the media yesterday. Here's what he had to say about new Commanders tackle and first-round pick Josh Connerly Jr. after seeing him up close in person.
You know who I'm really impressed with, though? JC. JC is going to be a dog. And I'm not just saying that just to blow smoke up his ass. My man. But JC is going to be a dog. I can't wait to see it.
Why do you say that?
Just the way he's moved, the way he's been, athletic, smart, very intelligent. I think he got all the tools to be a damn good player this week.
I'll take it a step further. I echo Laremy Tunsil's sentiments. I said it yesterday in my post-practice report. To me, I think Josh Connerly's got the ability and the potential to be better than Laremy Tunsil. I think the play strength is the only thing with him. He's just got to get a little bit stronger. How much stronger can he get between now and when they report for camp in July and then now to when the regular season starts? Because I think that strength-building component has got to be a part of his plan and his regimen if he's going to have success in 2025. So here is Laremy Tunsil on the culture that's currently brewing here in D.C.
I mean, it's something special for sure. I mean, I think a DQ did a good job putting the culture together, putting the players together, and just embracing this new chapter with the Washington Commanders. You know, I've been here for 2 days, man. I love the atmosphere. Good energy, good people, man.
So it's going to be the new hot-button sexy thing to say about Washington, culture. Right, I love what DQ is building here. Everybody to a man that comes into this building that's new echoes those exact same sentiments. It's no cap. It's no fluff. It's no facade. I think Dan Quinn and company have been so purposeful in trying to foster the right environment in that building. And as a result of that environment, I think they're going to be able to get the absolute best out of everyone that walks through that door. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What is the biggest question, though, facing the Commanders as they get geared up for training camp coming up in July? 1-800-636-1067. Laremy Tunsil going to be in charge of protecting the blind side of one Jaden Daniels. Here's what he said about the super sophomore and how those two could build a rapport with each other.
I try to get as close as I can. I mean, as a quarterback, that's somebody I got to protect. You know, so I try to put my life on the line from, you know, football terms, of course. But y'all see it. He's a baller. It's not much to say about Jaden. Like, y'all seen what he did last year. I mean, he was a rookie of the year for a reason.
I mean, yeah. He was rookie of the year for a reason. Good evaluation from a guy like Laremy Tunsil. But, no, I think their relationship is going to be huge. There's one thing that I got to get off my chest, though, when it comes to the Laremy Tunsil situation. Him and Marshon Lattimore both elected to not participate in the voluntary OTA session. Marshon Lattimore got here on Tuesday. He was all gas, no brakes, right? Participating in all the individual drills, taking all of his required reps in team. Didn't see him have to sit out in condition or anything like that. He showed up prepared, ready to go, and the way that he looked over the first couple of days, you understand, you know, why he looks ready to go. Because he went out and put the work in. Laremy Tunsil got a veteran rest day yesterday. Can I repeat that? Laremy Tunsil got a veteran rest day after not barely participating on day one. He did a couple of individual drill reps. He didn't participate at all during team drills, and he was off to the side doing conditioning. You know what that tells me? He's either hurt or he didn't come into camp in shape. Both of which are reasons to show up for the voluntary work. And I don't know, and I don't want to read too much into it, but you'd be out your rabbit ass mind if you don't feel that there is more to the Tunsil situation that is currently being reported. You'd be a fool. You'd be a fool. Now, it's not an indictment on Laramie. I'm not trying to call the guy out or anything, but something's off. Something ain't right with Laramie Tunsil. We'll see if we find out more about it as we get later into the summer. Here is Laramie Tunsil on the offensive line.
Dogs, absolutely. Dogs. I think moving BC inside. And then, you know who I'm really impressed with, though? JC. JC is going to be a dog. And I'm not just saying that just to blow smoke up his ass. Pardon my sorry language. But JC is going to be a dog, man. I can't wait to see it.
Why do you say that?
Just the way he's moved, the way he's been, athletic, smart, very intelligent. I think he got all the tools to be a damn good player in this league.
I think he's got all the tools as well. This offensive line as a whole, if Tunsil is up and available and ready to roll, they have a chance to be a really, really good group. They do. This group as a whole has the ability to be a top five group in the NFL. Health is going to be the key thing. Can they stay healthy? Can they stay healthy? I don't think they can reach their ceiling without being fully healthy, but I still think, like I said, the depth at every position group I'm really impressed with. And I, obviously, knock on wood, you don't want any injuries to happen. I think they've got good enough depth up front along their offensive line to where they can withstand an injury. Now, what does that say about where things currently sit with this group? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour. A lot more to get to. We will keep things on the Burgundy and Gold. Coming up at 8:20, David Harrison of WUSA9 and the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast going to give us some time. He's been out there, boots on the ground as well. We'll get his perspective on what he's seen throughout the offseason to this point for the Commanders, and we'll ask him the same question we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067. What is the biggest question facing the Commanders entering the summer? Your calls on that coming up next. Plus, I'll tell you why 2025 is going to be an absolute slugfest in the NFC. So that is next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.